Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, August 22nd, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of technology news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Knight Food Holdings, Inc., NGTF, bets $80 million on AI-powered hotel revolution. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. is investing $80 million in AI-powered hotel acquisitions to revolutionize the hospitality industry. Their FHVH platform, RoboOp 365, showcased AI-driven kitchen and culinary training systems at the California Restaurant Show, gaining traction in the $400 billion U.S. food service sector. As labor shortages and evolving guest expectations challenge traditional operations, Knight Food is at the forefront of automation technology. By owning hotels, deploying robotics systems, and forming educational partnerships, Knight Food is creating a vertically integrated ecosystem for the future of hospitality. Transforming open spaces into comfortable environments with high-volume, low-speed fans. High-volume, low-speed fans are transforming open spaces, offering enhanced comfort, improved air circulation, and increased operational efficiency. These fans circulate a significant volume of air at lower speeds, creating consistent airflow crucial for regulating temperature in large areas. Benefits include enhanced comfort levels, energy efficiency, versatility across diverse settings, and improved air quality. When installing HVLS fans, consider factors like fan size, noise levels, and strategic placement. SkyBlade FanCo specializes in HVLS fan solutions tailored to diverse needs. Embrace intelligent cooling solutions with HVLS fans for a more comfortable environment. Tech media breaks. AST Space Mobile, Inc., NASDAQ, closes $575 million convertible senior notes offering. AST Space Mobile, Inc., AS recently closed a high $575 million convertible senior notes offering, bringing their total cash resources to over $1.5 billion. The notes have a 7-year maturity and an effective conversion per $120.12 per share. Additionally, the company announced a registered direct offering of about 5.8 million shares to repurchase $135 million of its outstanding 4.25% convertible senior notes. Roth Capital Partners served as co-manager for the offering. AST Space Mobile is focused on building a global cellular broadband network in space to connect billions of unconnected individuals. For more information, visit as-science.com. New survey. Small business slow to adopt AI? They're unfazed by tariffs, concerned about rising costs, have mixed opinions on Elon's plans. The latest Main Street Business survey reveals that only half of small business owners are exploring the use of artificial intelligence in their businesses. Their top concern remains rising costs, with tariffs having minimal impact so far. Small businesses are cautiously moving towards growth, with hiring on the rise, but qualified talent still hard to find. While 45% of business owners have not implemented AI, those who have are seeing benefits in marketing, advertising, and operations. Business owners have mixed opinions on Elon Musk's plans, with most believing a new third party would be bad for America's economic future. The Department of Government Efficiency receives high marks, but business owners are divided on Elon's stance on the federal budget and debt ceiling. The survey also introduces the new State of Main Street Index, showing cautious optimism among small business owners. L3Harris expands Florida facility to support America's Golden Dome. L3Harris Technologies has completed a $100 million expansion at its satellite integration and test facility in Palm Bay to support the Department of Defense's urgent need for on-orbit technology for the Golden Dome for America. The expanded 94,000-square-foot facility will produce next-generation satellites to identify, track, and defend against hypersonic and advanced missile threats. Elected officials, customers, and business leaders participated in a ribbon-cutting ceremony, showing support for L3Harris's commitment to national defense. L3Harris has invested significantly in infrastructure and manufacturing processes across the United States to deliver crucial missile warning and missile defense capabilities. Palm Bay Mayor Rob Medina expressed pride in being the home of this advanced facility, highlighting the economic opportunities and national security benefits it brings to the community. Vertisoft ranks number 2,086 on the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies. Vertisoft has been ranked number 2,086 on the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of America's fastest-growing private companies. This prestigious ranking showcases the most successful independent businesses in the economy. Hannah Hsu, CFO of Vertisoft, expressed gratitude for the recognition, highlighting their consistent execution and mission strength. Despite economic challenges, Vertisoft achieved over 200% growth in the past 3 years, emphasizing their commitment to innovative software solutions for government sectors. The company's dedication to public sector transformation and strategic collaboration has solidified its position as a trusted partner in driving software innovation. As they celebrate this achievement, Vertisoft remains focused on expanding their impact and empowering government agencies to tackle future challenges with confidence. Tech Media Breaks, SafePro Group Inc., NASDAQ's SPAI, closes $8 million private placement with strategic backing from Ondas Holdings and Unusual Machines. SafePro Group Inc., a developer of AI-powered defense and security solutions, has closed an $8 million private placement with strategic investors, including Ondas Holdings Inc. and Unusual Machines Inc. The placement included 2 million shares of common stock at $4 per share and warrants to purchase 2 million shares at $6 per share. The proceeds will support commercialization of SafePro's patented AI technologies and general working capital. Northland Capital Markets and Dawson James Securities, Inc. served as financial advisors. SafePro Group, Inc. is a mission-driven technology company delivering AI-enabled security and defense solutions, specializing in drone imagery processing for rapid identification of explosives threats. For more information, visit safeprogroup.com. EV uptake is now surging in South America. Recent data points to a notable surge in electric vehicle purchases across South America, marking a major reversal of the region's EV adoption trajectory after it spent most of the 2010s lagging behind the US, China, and Europe. For North American renewable energy firms like PowerBank Corporation, UNCBEC 103, constantly looking to conquer new markets, this presents a significant opportunity for growth. GreenCar Stocks is a specialized communications platform focusing on EVs and the green energy sector, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Terra Innovatum advances U.S. NRC licensing process for solo micromodular nuclear reactor, moving one step closer to commercialization. Terra Innovatum and GSR 3 Acquisition Corp. have made significant progress in the U.S. NRC licensing process for the solo micromodular reactor. By submitting technical documents and engaging with the NRC, they aim to streamline the review process. The NRC plans to issue a safety evaluation by April 2026. The solo MMR, a 1 megawatt reactor, is designed for off-grid deployment with inherent safety features. Terra Innovatum's mission is to make nuclear power accessible through innovative and sustainable solutions like the Solo MMR, which is expected to be available globally within the next 3 years. Tiny Gems Breaks, Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NYSE American, CLDI, closes $6.9 million public offering, including full over-allotment option. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., listed on the NYSE American as CLDI, has successfully closed a public offering, raising $6.9 million, which includes the full over-allotment option. The offering consisted of common stock units and pre-funded warrant units, with the company selling a total of 1,922,764 common stock units and 1,528,000 pre-funded warrant units. The offering also included 450,000 common stock units purchased under the overallotment option. The common stock units were priced at $2 each, while the pre-funded units were priced at $199.99. The Series 1 warrants, exercisable immediately at $2 per share, will expire 5 years from issuance. Ladenburg Thalmann & Co. Inc. acted as the sole book-running manager for the offering, with Laidlaw & Company UK Ltd. serving as co-manager.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.